The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas Resources today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Get this rolling somehow. What is on your mind? Todd Mitchell. Scott Hennin's out in Dickinson, still trying to find enough quarters to stick into his little machine over there. 1-800-228-0550-701-258-0550. Studio at whatsinyourmindradio.com. And don't forget, any old time something strikes your fancy. And I hate that expression. What in the world does strike your fancy mean?
Stop striking my fancy.
1-855-217-76. And if you hit option one, then you can leave any comment anytime. That's the great thing about that. Is how you find a great idea pops into your head. And what? You gotta wait 23 hours for the next show? No. That's not the way to do it. Do it when the idea is fresh in your head and you've got yourself articulated. 1-855-217-76, option one. Scott Hennin's out in Dickinson, North Dakota Petroleum Conference, their conference meeting thing, Talk Radio Town Hall. Representative Kevin Kramer coming up in the next hour. Meanwhile, I don't know if we have Scott Hennin yet or not.
Of course you do.
Oh, we do. God, thank God. Because if it's going to be a monologue of me, last time I did that, it was at the North Dakota State Fair in a lightning storm, and I was scared, but didn't have the luxury of being scared, so I just muddled through it.
It means Chris can never go on vacation again because...
Well, that one, you were gone, and thankfully Sven Snerly decided to... be a part of the show, but then he's not there today. So.
Yeah, we have a new rule, actually. The new rule is neither Chris and Sven Snerdly can be gone on the same day. That's our new rule.
Good luck enforcing that one, because sooner or later it's going to happen. But
then you won't have to do any monologue. I think what it should be is I'm going to go on vacation, Todd. You know, you had your honeymoon thing. I think it's my turn. What do you think?
Okay, go for it.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Well, you told me yesterday I couldn't go off here when I was in New York City, so... I was tracking for that.
But here's the thing. You're not... Okay, then you have to take vacation time, then, if you're going to New York City.
Anyway, we'll start...
But if you're going on the company dime, then you have to do the show.
Yeah, exactly.
I think it would be very cool to have the show from New York City. Why not? Yeah. We have that capability. This is 2014. We have the capability of doing what's in your mind from wherever. It doesn't... It's like Rush says, as long as I'm here, it doesn't matter where here is, right?
Exactly right. Exactly right. We are broadcasting live in Dickinson, North Dakota today. We're here day two of our coverage of the North Dakota Petroleum Council annual meeting. We're going to meet a lot of the folks, Niles Hushka from KLJ. We're going to meet the folks from the North Dakota oil and gas producing counties on all the good work they're doing. We're going to talk with Terry Kovacevic of Marathon Oil, one of our fine sponsors of our broadcast from the North Dakota Petroleum Council. Broadcast which includes, by the way, the North Dakota Petroleum Council, because North Dakota oil can and does. But I just saw a friend, Travis Kelly from Target Logistics, walk up. Hey, Travis, how are you?
Morning, Scott. How are you?
Some of the finest hospitality in the Bakken comes from the good work of the folks at Target Logistics. How are things going?
It's going well. It's going very well. Thank you very much for that compliment.
No, I know because I've stayed there myself a few times.
You have.
And the meals are fabulous, and the rooms are fabulous, and, you know, the pillows. I don't even need to bring my pillow along when I stay at Target Logistics.
No, you don't. We got everything for you.
Exactly right. So a lot going on in Watford these days. Where is Target Logistics all at again?
Yeah, we're anywhere from Stanley down here to Dunn County. So we're all over the place. A lot going on. A lot of good things happening, moving some of our facilities around to kind of chase where the action's at.
That's a good thing, though, about, you know, in your business of crew camps, you can be flexible for the industry you're serving, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. We're actually in the process of relocating some of our units from Tioga, you know, for that. That was a purpose-built facility there for the Hess expansion. Now that that's wrapped up, we're moving some of the product down towards the Watford City area.
And the other thing I want to just have you briefly mention, Travis, there's sometimes an effort to say, okay, we don't want any more crew camps. We're going to get rid of these and sort of blanket have moratoriums on them. Now, there's good crew camps and there's bad crew camps, right? An RV park that just sort of morphed into some field somewhere, bad idea.
Sure.
But crew camps, well done, are a necessary need for a long time, are they not?
Absolutely, yeah. I absolutely think they are. And, it's hard to regulate with the moratoriums because it is something that's needed. I think there's regulations that can help promote good facilities, kind of weed out the less desirable ones. But an all-out ban on the facilities themselves, I just don't think is a great idea. I don't think it's exactly what the communities want.
Very interesting. Well, it's good to catch up with you. Good to see you. Keep up the good work at Target Logistics. Thanks for the great hospitality for the industry and for yours truly every now and then.
Absolutely. Thank you, Scott. Appreciate all that you do for the industry.
Travis Kelly. Travis is a great example. Somebody came up here from Arizona. Was that right, Travis?
Colorado.
Colorado. Yeah. Okay. And just said, hey, there's some opportunity here. Had the family in Colorado, you here, and then said, we're moving.
That's right. Yeah, we've been here about 5 years now.
Fantastic.
Yep, love it.
Yeah, absolutely. So a good example of just the way it works. You know, you come up here, you recognize the opportunity, and then get the family here, and it's a good thing. Travis Kelly from Target Logistics. I want to thank our sponsors of our broadcast all week long, including Navara, Continental Resources, Quality Mat Company, Wyoming Casing Service, Marathon Oil, Neighbors Drilling, the North Dakota Association of Oil and Gas Producing Counties, and the Energy and Environmental Research Center. Of course, every Wednesday we're brought to you by the North Dakota Petroleum Council, and every day we're brought to you by our friends at MyPillow as well. But when I stay at Target Logistics, I don't even need MyPillow. Trust me, Todd, they're that good.
I bet.
Exactly right. On the program today, as I mentioned, Brent Bolgar, the North Dakota Oil and Gas Producing Counties, will be here. Niles Hushka, Chief Executive Officer of KLJ. Terry Kovacevic from Marathon Oil Company on their role in the growth of Dickinson in the area. And then Congressman Kevin Kramer and the Talk Radio Town Hall coming up today on the program as well. Live from Dickinson for the North Dakota Petroleum Council annual meeting. We will be joined also tomorrow on the program by lots of folks here, as well as Dick Morris. Did you know Dick Morris has a new book? He does. He does. And by the way, there's a lot of folks listening to 550 K-Fire and KLTC and Energy Matters, because yesterday we were broadcasting, and I said on the air about an hour before the thing started, I said, you know, if you come up and say hi and you're listening, I'll give you a free copy of my book. And I burned through about three cases, Todd. So
I still don't have one, by the way.
You're kidding me. No, I mean, friends and family, they're free for the asking. So anyway, I'll make sure that you have one. But for listeners that stopped by today, and anybody registered for the North Dakota Petroleum Council's annual meeting, happily sign one for you at no charge. Just tell us you're a listener of What's on Your Mind, or Energy Matters, or 550 K-Fire, or 910 KCJB, or KTGO in Tioga, or AM 1100 The Flag in Fargo-Moorhead, or the Mothership, the voice of the Northern Plains, 550 K-Fire, and we will make sure you have a free copy of Grassroots, the Common Sense Action Agenda for America, which is, it's kind of a doorstep now because it's a couple of years old, so I don't want you to think it's any literary, virtuoso performance. But it does talk a little bit about what's happening in North Dakota and what started certainly in the late, 2007, 8, 9 time frame, and really was going by the time this book. But I talk about coal in the book and the role of cheap electricity. I talk about all forms of energy, and so it does fit for the North Dakota Petroleum Conference. Now, here's a question I have for the audience before we get to some of our guests from the Petroleum Council. Yesterday, we hosted the first of, or was that 2 days ago, we did our debate series. I'm losing track of days. But we've lit up a debate series. And the debate series is simply this. The issues, 7 Tuesdays from now, when you go to the polls, most important to you, we want to focus on one. We did add one yesterday, and that we're going to do an Eddy County Sheriff's debate. We promised we'd go up to New Rockford and do that just because of the circumstances of the horrific story we heard about yesterday on the program. With Brandon Magra and the awful ordeal he's been put forward. But I want to know from you in this next segment what you feel is the most important issue on the November ballot, specifically for North Dakotans, and with all due respect to Minnesotans, there's a couple of key legislative races we're going to be watching there, and you got a goofy governor that would be neat if he was defeated. Montanans, you've got a few issues, South Dakota as well. The lion's share of audience is North Dakota, so we're going to focus a lot on the November election, but who and what do you want to hear from about that debate? What measures, what candidates, because we're scheduling debates right now, and we're going to focus on the ones you want. So call us at 800-228-0550 on what's on your mind.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Beetelsbacher.
This past year, we have witnessed significant and unprecedented disruptions in rail service that are preventing us from moving our soybeans to market. This issue is of great concern to the North Dakota Soybean Council as we enter the soybean harvest and winter marketing season. To this end, the North Dakota Soybean Council is teaming up with the North Dakota Soybean Growers Association and the Soy Transportation Coalition to identify what we can do to facilitate and expedite solutions to these serious rail delays. Solutions will likely result from a collaborative effort with the railroads, the elevators, the farming community, and key influencers. Be assured that the North Dakota Soybean Council is staying on top of this issue and is focused on bringing alternative solutions to the table. Watch for updates on this topic in the Soybean Grower magazine.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Channel.
According to a Kaiser Family Foundation study, North Dakotans pay hundreds of dollars more each year for prescription drugs than consumers in other states. We're the only state that prohibits retailers like Target, Walgreens, and Walmart from hiring licensed pharmacists and offering hundreds of commonly prescribed prescriptions for just $4 a month. Let's cut the cost of prescription drugs. Vote yes on Measure 7.
Paid for by North Dakotans for lower pharmacy prices. Lisa J. Carlson, Treasurer.
Clean never sleeps. Not at the North Dakota Truck Wash. Stanley, North Dakota on the truck bypass just south of the Pinnacle there. Megan's on the phone. What does 24/7 service mean for truckers, Megan?
Yeah, absolutely. We are open 24 hours, 7 days a week. Our shortest wait times are during the evenings, anytime after 8 p.m. and anytime before 8 a.m. is the best time to come and get your truck washed.
All right, so no waiting, 24/7, no appointments necessary. Just come on in, and they'll get you in line at the North Dakota Truck Wash, Stanley, North Dakota.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms. I get it. You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Dickinson, the Astoria Hotel and Conference Center is where we're broadcasting from today on What's on Your Mind, as we did yesterday for the North Dakota Petroleum Council annual meeting. And folks in Dickinson, if you want to stop by and say you listen to What's on Your Mind, love to meet you today. Be here, obviously, until, 11 my time, 10 Mountain, I guess. And as well, I'll be here all day, but I won't be by the books after the event. I'll be in the conference. Looking forward to it tomorrow, too, but stop by. I'd love to meet you. And any of the registered members as well, we're doling out copies of the book. Love being on location. So, all right, let's get to the phones here at 800-228-0550. Dan in Sunrock, South Dakota, what's on your mind?
Hey, sir?
Yes, sir.
I'm calling from the South Dakota portion.
From the South Dakota what?
Standing Rock.
Oh, Standing Rock. Okay, sure, gotcha.
Okay. The reason I call is we're asking for prayers, sir. My little nephew deployed there. America's at war now.
America is at war. You're absolutely right. Did you say your nephew deployed, Dan?
Yep.
And is he active duty or guard or what is he? What
He's
unit?
The National Guard.
National Guard. So there's a unit from South Dakota that's deployed?
Yep.
Where will he be stationed? Do you know?
He's going to, he's a pilot.
He's a pilot. Got it. So maybe, what does he fly? Do you know?
He's, I think he might be with the, what to make those airstrikes now.
You know, you make a good point, Dan. We've obviously got guard, reserve, active duty folks in the middle of a very dangerous situation now with this effort with ISIS. To date, it's obviously going to be a air effort. And so there's going to be a role there. We probably should dig into find out where the North Dakota, South Dakota, or Minnesota Guard involvement is in this heightened effort from an air perspective and, you know, find out maybe what else there would be in the way of impacts. But certainly we've got active duty folks that are involved as well. I would argue not enough given the threat that we face. And I hear from them as well that they want to do this. But that's sort of another story. In the meantime, you make a very good suggestion. Just pray for the members of our armed forces that are there, Dan. You're absolutely right.
Sir?
Yes.
Before I probably close here, I'm just asking for prayers, sir.
You got him, Dan. You've got him. And tell me your nephew's name.
Well, I suppose I can't do that because he's...
Give me his first name.
Kevin.
Kevin. All right. We're going to add Kevin to our prayer list, okay?
Hey, Dan?
Yeah?
Whereabouts is Sunrock?
It's... I'm in McLaughlin.
Oh, McLaughlin. Okay.
All right, we were trying to find Sunrock.
Yeah, we got told Sunrock, and I'm like, wow, I can't find this anywhere.
I didn't know there was a Sunrock. But anyway, there isn't. Yeah, so we've got to straighten out.
That's why we can't find it. It ain't there. Okay.
Yeah, anything with military, they're very secret about it, you know?
Sure, you bet. Well, and that's appropriate. That's fine. Maybe he's even special forces. All we need to know is the first name, and we'll add him to the prayer list. Dan, appreciate the call very much, okay?
So I'm asking for prayers here.
You got him, Dan. Thank you. Appreciate the call, and call again, 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Got a couple off-air calls coming in, and those are always welcome as well. Todd will share those with us in a moment. Here's the telephone number, 800-228-0550. When you call, you have two options. One, to leave us a message with your comment, and I'd love today to hear from you what issues you believe are the most important in the upcoming election. I'm going to tell you one that I think is very important, and I'm guessing our next guest will agree it's very important as well. I think it's the most important issue on the November ballot. There's candidates that probably would disagree with that. There's other people that that see different measures that are extraordinarily important, but I believe Measure 5, the Clean Water, Wildlife, and Parks Amendment, that sounds like mom and apple pie. Oh, I want clean water, I want wildlife, and I want parks. Well, they're less likely with a yes vote on that, because what this is a $4.8 billion money grab. This would take away money from schools, hospitals, highway, law enforcement officers, and have the vast majority of it controlled out of state. It's a bad deal. It's so bad a deal, in fact, the opponents know, rather the proponents, the folks that are pushing this, know that this is a pig and a poke. They won't even come on this program and defend it. What does that tell you? We've asked repeatedly for them to come on this program. We're going to do debates coming up. We want to know what measures you want debated. When people agree to a debate, we're going to be moderators. We're not going to share our opinions, but we are going to equally give both sides an opportunity to be heard, and that issue is one that deserves to be heard. Now, I think they're hoping we won't focus on it by saying, okay, we won't come on your program. It's not going to work that way. When we decide what issues we're going to focus on, what measures and what candidates we're going to focus on, we're going to focus on them. And if the other side says, no, I'm not going to do it, well, then we'll give that same amount of time to the one side. We prefer to have both sides represented, and that's why we've repeatedly asked. But when they decline, we're not going to penalize the people who are on the other side of the issue, just so you know. So let us know what you want at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Now, I presumed to guess that was the wish of my next guest. Now I guess I've got to find out for sure and the reason I say that is the North Dakota Association of Oil and Gas Counties is, the very entity that is out there doing good work to make sure that these cities and these counties specifically obviously have what they need during these impacts. I'm telling you, this is a time of extraordinarily large challenges for the oil and gas industry, without question. And that's why Brent Bolgar of the North Dakota Oil and Gas Producing Counties is with us. Brent, I didn't mean to speak for you, but what do you think of measure number five?
Well, you hit it right on the head, Scott. I mean, it's a money grab. It's really concerning, too, from a number of points. One, it being controlled by a board that does not have any legislative oversight. A report to the legislature is not oversight. When you start looking at the numbers now, it would be the sixth largest and a dollar entity or department basically under the state and no legislative oversight. I mean, it would actually be getting more money than NDSU.
Think about
no,
that.
No oversight.
I saw that for the first time yesterday in Ron Ness's presentation to the community members here. It would be the fifth largest state agency.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, ahead of NDSU, behind UND, right in between. So think of the state dollars that go to our, two premier research institutions, and these folks want the same amount of money.
Yeah.
I mean, that's unheard of.
Yeah. With, again, the oversight issue, and the other concern is that we start going down the road of amending our Constitution to start picking pet projects and putting that into the Constitution to fund, when then there's no way for us to remove that without another constitutional vote.
Incredible. About a minute for your take before our break, but at noon today, Senator Rich Wardner is going to roll out the second of a proposals that have come out the number of weeks on a formula change. What do you anticipate is going to happen?
Well, we know that we've been talking about it, and that formula is requesting that distribution formula change from a 75-25 with the state getting 75% to a 40-60, the state getting 40 and the locals getting 60. And one of the things that we need to make sure people understand is that 60% is on the gross production tax, not the overall tax. And so it's not 60% of the entire oil revenue coming into the state. It's 60% of that 5% gross production tax.
All right. I want to talk more about that on the other side of the break. Brent Bolgar is with us of the North Dakota Oil and Gas Producing Counties. A big day today on that formula change being announced. That's huge.
Yes.
That is huge. That with the early funding, emergency spending from last week as well. More on that when we come back on What's on Your Mind. And your calls are welcome.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Congressman Kevin Cramer. He has a North Dakota trait a lot of people in Washington haven't seen. It's called common sense. Last year, Kevin Cramer voted to end the government shutdown and helped get the government back to work.
We need to break the gridlock in Washington, and using a little North Dakota common sense is the way to do it. I'm Kevin Cramer, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Cramer for Congress.
Yes, North Dakotans should always be able to buy or sell a home without government adding another tax on property. Yes, buying a home is expensive enough. We don't need a new tax adding to the cost. Yes, North Dakotans are taxed enough. Yes, we can stop a double tax on property. Learn more at VoteYesOnMeasure2.com. Stop the tax. Vote Yes on Measure 2. Paid for by Vote Yes on Measure 2 Committee, Nancy R. Willis, Campaign Coordinator.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We're back live and on location in Dickinson today for the North Dakota Petroleum Council annual meeting. And I want to thank our fine sponsors that include the Theodore Roosevelt Expressway Association, Nevera Environmental Services, Continental Resources, Quality Mat Company, Wyoming Casing Service, Marathon Oil Company, Neighbors Drilling, the North Dakota Association of Oil and Gas Producing Counties, and the Energy and Environmental Research Center. We're going to chat with Niles Hushka, Chief Executive Officer of KLJ Engineering, in just a little bit. Niles is actually flying in, and I forget where he's coming from, but he was going to be here just by the skin of his teeth to be here for his presentation, which will happen in just a little bit. Terry Kovacevic of Marathon Oil Company, one of our sponsors, joining us next hour as well. And, of course, Congressman Kevin Cramer and the Talk Radio Town Hall. Before we continue our conversation with Brent Bogar of the North Dakota Oil and Gas Producing Counties, call that came in during the break, roll that, Todd, at 800-228-0550. Have we got that call, Todd? Let's try again. I can't hear him. If he's playing it, I don't hear it.
Oh, well, no. Yeah, now I can hear you. You want me to play the call? Okay, here we go.
This is a question for Scott. Hey, Scott, your brain is so full of government propaganda. It's full of propaganda sludge. You need a major operation. Get that sludge out so you can think properly and make an appointment so we can get this matter cleared up. Right away. You know my number. Have a nice day, Scott. Hey, God, Mitch, I know you can listen to this. Why don't you play some of those things on the radio that I called a couple days ago that you haven't played on? That'll make your radio go. I think you'll get a bang on it. Have a nice day, guys. You're doing a good job, Scott. I mean, Scott, I don't know. You're in and out all the time. Listen, be calling this matter with that sludge. You've got to get that taken care of on your brain. Have a nice day now.
Wow. Yeah. I hate to keep using him on promos, but if it's going to make the ratings go, and we're not supposed to talk about those.
I think you've...
If it's going to make those go through the roof, though...
Yeah, then you have to seriously consider it, right? Weird.
Wow. Yeah, I'm just glad I can hear you again now.
Anyway, I do appreciate the medical advice. And what was it? My brain was full of government sludge? Was that what it was?
And I wasn't aware there was such a thing, but okay.
Here's the deal. We asked what's on your mind. He told us, and he's more worried about what's on my mind. You can agree. Maybe folks agree with him. Maybe they think I need a doctor's appointment. That's fine. Just let us know.
That part might be true, but
I'm wondering, just off the top of your head, what government propaganda do you think he's referring to that is filling my head?
Government sludge, right?
No, it was propaganda.
Oh, propaganda, okay.
Which then in turn led to sludge in my brain.
Okay.
If you could think of one thing that is an opinion of mine.
Maybe Graham makes a government sludge filter we can install.
No, just can you think of, I don't know, I'm trying to do some sincere introspection here.
Okay.
And I'm trying to think what I say would be, is it that ISIS is a threat? Is that maybe the government brainwashing? I don't know.
Well, is this not the same gentleman who claims you're a lapdog for the president? And I'm not sure how many people agree with that.
That's true. Yeah, that's right. He had that opinion once, didn't he? That I was.
And if somebody else has that opinion, we would love to talk to you at 1-800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Exactly right. Okay, very good. Anyway, all calls welcome, and I am looking for folks on what debate you want. What's most important to you? What issues? What measures, what candidacies, what campaigns do you want us to focus on? Because we are scheduling those right now, and we want to know. 800-228-0550. Okay, back to our conversation with Brent Bogart. Brent is with the North Dakota Association of Oil and Gas Counties. Before the break, we were talking about today's announcement that will come from Senator Rich Warder at noon today at the Capitol, and we anticipated it will be a proposal like last week that will go before the legislature. Last week was to say we need $800 million in early funding for infrastructure projects from a dedicated fund that's there for infrastructure for these communities, and the communities that are going to get it, the counties that are going to get it, are the ones that have the most impacts. There's some in there for non-oil producing counties, but impacts outside of the oil and gas area, not in producing counties. This week is about a formula change. And before the break, you were talking about a very important distinction on what the formula change is for. And again, it's from the oil extraction tax only.
Yeah, when we start talking about the formula change, there's two taxes the state levies on the oil and gas industry. We have the extraction tax that's 6.5%, and then the gross production tax that is at 5%. And the gross production tax was put in place back in 1952, and that was in lieu of property taxes. And the state levied that tax and said, we will then send that money back to the impacted communities. So when we start talking about formula change, we're only talking about that gross production tax side, that 5% tax, not the entire 11.5%.
Tell our audience why that change is important, why you need that change. Because the state likes it now, right? What they do is they take the lion's share of the money, and then they decide what to send back to you. The state, I bet the governor, and even some legislators kind of like that authority, right? They see themselves as charged with being stewards of what's the state's money, and obviously this change is a recognition of we need to do it a little bit differently. Why?
Well, we need to do it differently so we can address the impacts where they're being felt at the time they're being felt. A couple of issues that we've seen is, the last session, the formula was changed, and immediately it was basically too short of money based on projections and as well as the impacts that are felt by the communities. These communities are experiencing growth impacts that are just really unheard of before. When you start talking 30-40% increase in growth year over year in your population, in your schools, on your demands of your water treatment, your wastewater, those are not things that you can just wait 2-3 years, because in 2 or 3 years you've doubled the capacity, and so you've got to address this right away, and it can be addressed more easily when the locals know that they have that funding coming in and can manage their projects and prioritize the projects knowing that the money's there.
Yeah, and what will you do with it? What will operate better with the formula change? Obviously, you're going to get more of the dollars, and this might not be forever, right?
Yeah.
This might be a 2-3, two biennium change or one biennium change, whatever. That the legislature's going to decide that, right?
Yeah, the legislature. The formula has been changed since 2007. They've been tweaking this formula every session, so it's something that changes every session. Unfortunately, we'd like to see some stability to it, but at the same time, recognizing that if we can get this change so we can address the community's needs, we can look and see the next session. Is it meeting the needs? Is it too much? Is it not enough? And then in the next session, we can address that at that point in time. But we need to look at this so that we can address those infrastructure needs. You start looking at the capital improvement plans for some of these communities. Dickinson's looking at nearly $900 million in the next 5 years. Williston has over $1 billion of infrastructure. Watford City is around $300 million. I mean, those are just a few of the snapshots of the communities. And so when you start looking at what those impacts are, and we like to point out that on those totals, that's not the total ask. We're not asking that the state pay all of those dollars, that $1 billion in Williston. That is, they're going to cover their share of that. But they need this formula change so that they can address that shortfall.
I think what people don't understand is that in your case, Williston, you've obviously spent a fair amount of time there. You're on the city commission there, right?
Yes.
And now I have moved to Bismarck.
Yes.
And are working with the North Dakota Oil, the North Dakota counties that produce oil, right? The Association of Oil and Gas Producing Counties, to advocate for the whole region. Which I think is, you come from a Williston perspective, and that's important because you're in the middle of the epicenter, and now you're doing it for the wider region. But in the case of Williston was choked with debt in the middle of a crazy boom. That makes no sense.
Yeah, Williston, at the end of last year, had over $140 million in debt, and they're looking on taking on more debt. One of the things that we pointed out is, in 2014, both the city of Williston and the city of Dickinson's, their annual budgets were $210 million for roughly a population of 20,000-25,000, depending on whose estimates you want to go by. The city of Bismarck, a population of 67,000, their budget was $205 million for 2014. So it gives you a kind of an idea of scale, not to say compare and say, oh, woe is us or anything, but just to give people that perspective of what these communities are trying to deal with is they're dealing with impacts in infrastructure and staffing needs at a level that a city three times their size also has.
Yeah, no, Mark Johns, who makes this point, is a very good one. If you take the percentage of growth in a Williston, a Watford City, and a Dickinson, Stanley, Tioga Range, okay? My favorite example, I'm a little partial to Tioga because we've got a radio station right there, right?
Yep.
Right in the middle between Williston and Minot, and that community never broke 1,000 people, right? I mean, it just was always at about 995 forever, right? There was a time in the last 2-3 years where 10,000 people put their head on the pillow at night. That's come down a little bit because a lot of that was related to the gas plant.
Yes.
But the point is, you can't go from 1,000 to 10,000 and not crush the infrastructure and the water needs and the housing and everything else. And that percentage of growth that happened in Williston, that happened in Watford, and happened in all these communities, if you did it to New York City, it would shut the town down. It would shut Denver down. It would shut Minneapolis down. People don't, just because it's smaller numbers, where you go from 1,000 to 10, or in Williston's case, what? I mean,
12 to 25.
Right. You can't do that without enormous amounts of impact.
Yeah. And that's why we've, in our information, our research, and our presentation, we really focus on the scale of it, not just the numbers. Because, 200, 300 new students in Bismarck's public school district, that's strong growth. But 300 students in Watford City, that's doubling their high school and their middle school population. Those are the types of things that you have to start looking at scale.
And one thing I want to say in that regard is, Williston, we talked about in the middle of this enormous boom, has to take on more debt just to survive and keep up, which is not right. No way to run a railroad. Watford City can't even do that.
Yeah.
They don't even have the ability to go out and bond and do it. So they're sitting there unable to do anything. So this is really a pain point that needs to be fixed.
Yes, it needs to be addressed. And like we mentioned, this has to be done this session so that we can build these communities up this next go around, because otherwise we're going to fall so far behind that these towns are not going to be able to figure out where to go. The smaller communities, the Watfords, the Tiogas, the Stanleys, the Crosbys, the Belfields, they don't have that ability to go out and bond for these large infrastructure projects. And when they start getting these demands, where are they going to do that? And so then they start saying, we have to almost close our doors to business. And that's not how we want to operate in North Dakota. We want to see new business come in. We want to see these communities grow and flourish and expand our economy.
My take is we do it so well here that people say, you're making do. And, and again, a New York City, a Denver, Minneapolis would shut down. We just find a way. North Dakota just finds a way and gets it done, and you survive.
Yep.
But really, it's no way to run a railroad. So it's why the change is extraordinarily important. I really have a sense, only about 20 seconds left, but this session, people are going to get that. I don't think this is going to be a big battle. Is it, Brent?
I hope not. Every person that I've talked to and shown this, they say, we know we have to address it. The devil's in the details, but everyone admits this has to be dealt with and done quickly.
Appreciate all your hard work. Thanks for your sponsorship today of our program, and look forward to lots of conversations between now and the session and through the session. Thanks.
Yes, thank you, Scott.
Brent Bolgar, North Dakota Association of Oil and Gas Producing Counties, our guest on What's in Your Mind. Your call's next.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
You need a truck?
Stop and see Brent and the team at S&S Motors in Watford City. Short drive from Williston, Sydney, Montana. Not far. Anywhere you are in the box, and you'll find the folks at S&S Motors. Or give them a call to tell them what you want. 701-444-2341. Did I save a bunch of my used Ford F-150? It's fantastic. And Brent and the team will get you anything you want. Need a truck? S&S Motors is your source. In fact, if you need a new one, they'll find it for you. Bring it right to Watford. 701-444-2341. Or stop and see them at S&S Motors, Watford City.
My favorite thing in the whole world is hearing a mallard hen in the background at sunup on a cold, clear day. Hunting with your dog, to me, is half of being out there. That's what they live for. Most waterfowlers would say that it isn't about shooting, it's about tricking them. I want the customer to know that I truly want them to have a successful hunt. I'm Wayne Salem, and I'm one of the waterfowl experts at Shields.
Shields, when it comes to gear and expert advice, we're right there with you in Bismarck, Minot, Grand Forks, Fargo, and Moorhead.
North Dakota and Minnesota's leading steel building contractor is Evercourt Building Systems. Jesse Everett, the owner, is on the phone with us. Jesse, I need a shop, an office, and a warehouse all in one. Can you take care of me?
Absolutely.
How long does the design process take?
3 weeks and you've got your blueprints.
How long is delivery going to take?
We guarantee delivery in 4 weeks.
And when am I moving in?
We're going to have that building built in 90 days.
Tell me about the quality. What goes into an Evercourt building?
All North American-made steel. We tend to put big foundations under them that are engineered by local engineers that understand the conditions, and we tend to overdo it.
How do you price this so I get the best bang for my buck, Jesse?
We use 39 plants across the U.S. That's factory direct, which means you get the best price.
Jesse, you sold me. How do I reach you to talk about my next building project?
Just call me, 612-282-9922.
Or online at evercourtbuildingsystems.com. Thanks, Jesse.
Thank you.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, proflowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to proflowers.com, click the blue microphone in the top right corner, and enter code PLOW. That's proflowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Top of the hour, roll them on with What's on Your Mind. 550 K-Fire, the mothership. 910 KCJB in Minot. AM 1100, the flag, Fargo, Moorhead. AM 1090 KTGO for Watford City, Williston, Stanley, and Tioga. Can't forget my friends in Ray, and as well as KLTC in Dickinson, where we are today at the Astoria Hotel and Convention Center. Want to take a moment to thank our sponsors who've made this broadcast possible and tell you we want to know what's on your mind. 800 800-228-0550. 800-228-0550 is our telephone number, 701-258-0550, or studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Congressman Kevin Cramer in the Talk Radio Town Hall in our next hour. We're also going to catch up with Niles Hushka of KLJ to talk about the forecast of where oil and gas production is going. Look forward to that conversation. And who am I forgetting? Terry Kovacevic from Marathon Oil. Terry, one of the hosts. Terry, the chairman of the North Dakota Petroleum Council, so obviously one of the hosts of this event here in Dickinson, but also a real good community give-back guy, has really integrated here well, is in charge of the Bakken for Marathon Oil Company, and they are a great community partner. So we look forward to talking a little bit about that today on the program as well. I want to thank our other sponsors who have made this broadcast possible on Wednesdays. We're always brought to you by our friends at the North Dakota Petroleum Council. Find out more about them at NorthDakotaOilCan.com. The Theodore Roosevelt Expressway Association, Navarra Environmental Services, Continental Resources, Wyoming Casing Service. What a great story Wyoming Casing Service is. And you know what? I know there's hundreds of them. And let me just tell you, I want to hear about them. I want to know about them, okay? I really, really do. And if you don't have to be a sponsor to tell me this story. We love sponsors because they make us go. But if you know a story similar to the Wyoming Casing Service story, tell it to me. Call anytime. Pick up the telephone and call the show. And I'll just briefly tell it to you. Steve Halverson is a Tioga, North Dakota native. He went to work for a company called Wyoming Casing out in, obviously, Wyoming. And this was an oil field service company. They do the piping or, you know, the casing is the piping. And, you know, so the oil company contracts with them to say, protect this pathway to the oil. And they do it with casing or piping, okay? So Steve Halverson starts with the company. 10 years ago they had probably, a dozen employees or so. And the company keeps growing and growing and growing. I think they have 70 locations now, 700 employees. Maybe it's 7 locations and 700 employees. I forget the numbers, but the growth has just been phenomenal. North Dakota native. Started a company outside of North Dakota for the oil and gas industry because of the Bakken, is back here. And now has Tim Gross as a CFO, who's a North Dakota guy. We met one of their operations managers yesterday, local to Dickinson. Been there 10 years and told a great story about Steve Halverson. Said the guy, you know, is the president and CEO of this huge company, 700 employees, all this work we're doing for these companies. And right alongside us every single day, not flying off in jets, not building homes, vacation homes, anything else, working every day, all the money we make going back into the company. I'm telling you what, that's pretty incredible. That really is. That's a great story. And I know it's repeated over and over and over again. And that's why whether you're in Dickinson or Watford City, Williston, or whether you're in Fargo, Devil's Lake, and Wahpeton, this matters to you. You know, the conversation we were having with Brent about the amount of dollars allocated here and ultimately repurposing some of those dollars in the formula to meet the infrastructure needs, all that's going to do is build roads and bridges and hospitals and schools and these communities, housing developments, to the point that they can continue to handle this for the 5 generations that follow. And so we all want that. Because that means that much more in the way of revenue that we all get in every corner of the state. And you can't find a corner of North Dakota that is not impacted positively by oil and gas development, even if you just look at the line item of tax revenue that comes into the state. But there's jobs created. I think Ron Ness said yesterday in his presentation, 2.5% of the Fargo workforce is directly related to oil and gas production. Wrap your mind around that a moment. 2.5% of Fargo's job. Obviously the largest city in North Dakota, 2.5% of that workforce is directly related to something 6 hours away. So that gives you an idea. The impacts are everywhere. The negative impacts right now, I don't even normally like that word. They're the challenges. The challenges are in the oil-producing counties, okay, in the oil-impacted areas. And they're even pretty centered into a real key area. So the formula change that Senator Wardner is going to announce in about an hour at the state capitol at a press conference today, very, very important. And you heard it from the perspective of the Association of Oil and Gas Producing Counties, very important. But I hope this isn't, wait a minute, what about us in Oaks? What about us in Devil's Lake? What about us in Grand Forks? Because it's for you, too. It really is. So that's a really important thing to remember as these proposals are rolled out ahead of the legislative session. Very, very, very important. Anyway, a question of the day that I want to continue on throughout the program. Which candidates, which measures do you see as most important? And do you think I'm all wet when I say that Measure 5 is the most important? Actually, Measure 4 and 5 are pretty important. Measure 4 would say you can't call yourself the Clean Water, Wildlife, and Parks Amendment and get a bunch of out-of-state money and try and affect our Constitution. You can't do that. So measure number 4 is a yes vote to prevent Measure 5. In the meantime, Measure 5 has to be a no vote because it's a $4.8 million money grab. They want 5% of this oil extraction tax for the next 25 years. And by the way, some of the things they want to do in the way of providing for more parks and wildlife and outdoor activities, not a bad idea. How they're going about it, terrible, without question. How they would tend to spend it, buying land, terrible. But some of the things are not a bad idea. The question is timing. Now is not the time. More coming up on What's on Your Mind. Don't touch that dial.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Life's easier when you upgrade your tarps and hoppers to electric with the Roltec electric conversion system from Agri-Cut. The Command 10 remote wirelessly operates from over 100 feet away. The Roltec electric conversion is lighter by design, reduces driver fatigue, and saves time, allowing the system to pay for itself. Schedule your install today by calling Burt's Truck Equipment, servicing the Grand Forks and Devils Lake Areas 2 in East Grand Forks, 218-773-1194.
PetroServe USA, when you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
Come on in to a nearby PetroServe USA location and pick 4 for just 4. That's right, get a single-topping personal pan hot stuff pizza, a 20-ounce fountain pop, and any 2 cookies all day, every day. 4 items, just $4 at PetroServe USA.
Helping America feel better, PetroServe USA.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in 4 delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, 6 vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.